What is up? What is up? What is up? Michael Gavin here. What should you avoid doing? What is the one thing that you should avoid doing in business to succeed? So I want to dig into this one. You know, every one of these is going to have a little different vibe and feel. Typically, I'm bringing the energy. I'm high energy if you're catching this. But it's fascinating because to sustain something, and that's what I want to talk about in today's video, to be in the marathon and not the sprint, to go for a decade, not days, to sustain what it is that you're wanting to do and what you're wanting to create. What should you avoid doing so that you can be sustainable? Well, for me, I've got to tell you that the biggest thing that I have done and the biggest thing that I am observing that is having different creators continue to kind of be pivoting and shifting and not sustaining things for very long. And stay here because, you know, I question whether I should give you this because you won't stay if I don't give. But I'm going to give it to you right now because I don't want you to have to stay forever. But here we go. It's asking for feedback from your audience, asking others what they want versus what you want to do. Now, granted, some will tell you, you need to ask for feedback. You got to ask what people want, because if it's just for you and nobody wants it, then you probably won't do too well. You know what? You're not wrong. Because in business, if you only do what you want and nobody happens to want it, then you're going to probably have a hobby and just something you do for fun. But there are those things you just can't not do. I can't not do this, right? I love this. The greatest success I've had in business is because I've been able to sustainably do something for the long term versus I'm only, because the perfect marriage is finding the blend of both. Something that you really love to do, really want to do, are excited about doing, while simultaneously having that be able to match up to what others desire or want. Not necessarily from you, but they want it, and you happen to be a person who can give it. Because what I'm seeing a lot online, I'm going to share a clip here in a second, is that a lot of YouTubers, a lot of creators are out there so heavily first starting doing something that they love. They get traction. They're not trying to make money. Like, I know a lot of videographers and creatives who the first time they get paid to do something, when they were just doing it because they loved it, they're like, oh my gosh, their mind is blown. What happens to a lot, though, is that as soon as they start getting paid, the thing they did that they loved, that people saw, that came to you because they saw what you were doing for fun and they loved it, what happens? They come to you more or less wanting you to do at times what you did, what they saw. But when that money starts to transact, people get squirrely. I know I've gotten squirrely. And what I mean by that is all of a sudden, the thing that you loved doing becomes this job. It becomes heavy. It becomes harder. It becomes unenjoyable because you start changing everything. Because what, you know, you hear that line, what got you here won't get you there. And hold on a second, let's look at something. What got you here won't get you there. And although that is true at times, that you hear these companies, some of these big companies, because I like to study people who are like solopreneurs, not earning a lot, to people who have thousands of employees and more or less in that kind of creative creator space. And what you see is you'll hear some of these people who build these big companies say, you know, when we went from this to this, we had these people. But when we wanted to go from, you know, 5 million to 50 million, we had to unload our entire team. There are a lot of creatives who are so compassionate and so empathetic, they couldn't imagine ever letting one person go, let alone building something up with 20 people that they love and being like, well, I'm leaving you all behind because you can't get me there, right? But what's happening with these creatives is they're doing things, like the guy I'm going to share, you know, I've looked at for a while. I think it's Ali Abdul is how you say his name. And I love seeing these people, because I know I've studied my own life and my own behaviors for a long time, but I love seeing these other people and how they're changing and morphing and changing direction. And you hear these themes like, oh, I was doing this and it was just for fun. Like he's changing. He's done 2 years of this podcast. He's like, well, I'm changing things up because when I started, I just kind of got people on that I wanted and it was more free flowing. And then we made it more professional and I'm doing 15 of these in a couple days. And, you know, I had to do so much more research. He's like, I just want to get back to where I can just show up somewhere and just do my thing and interview somebody. And, but here's the line, right? Here's the line.
But then we thought, you know what? This seems to be going well and people are vibing with it. And why don't we just get feedback from the audience? Why don't we see what the audience wants to hear about? And we listened to the audience. And then the audience was like, okay, well, we want this topic and this topic and this topic. So we found people to interview on this topic, this topic, and this topic. The audience, a lot of them were saying that, like, a lot of you guys were saying that you don't really like it when I, you know, for a period of time, I had a lot of like woes and imposter syndrome around writing my book or around like figuring out what I was going to do with my life. And you guys got a bit bored of those sorts of conversations. Because I guess for me, what those...
So... They got bored of what they said they wanted. And so there's that aspect where they get bored, but he asked for their feedback. He did what they wanted. So now there's, they're not liking it and he's not liking it. So he can't sustain it. Right. Or I should say, if you go on, he does like what he was doing, but because then the feedback from the audience isn't quite right, I've got to course correct. I got to readjust. But if you can't find that marriage between the two, where when you're getting feedback, what they say they want is something you actually want to do. Because the problem is, again, just because it's better, if you won't work it, it won't work. So the problem, what I've understood about my own life is at times I'm asking for feedback and you get all these different people saying all these different things. Well, do this and don't do this and do that and don't do that. And to the degree that it aligns with something that you are actually excited to do, that is my work each and every single day when I'm working with people, is they've lost what they love. They've lost what they dreamed about before other people started to, put their dreams and their ambitions onto them, right? Because when you're excited about something, you tell certain people, they're likely to not be excited about that. They're likely to be excited about something else. They're likely to like something else. And so if they don't like the thing that you're wanting to do, rather than go, that's awesome, I'm so excited for you, I want to help or see you do that thing, right? They're going to go, I don't know. Why would you want to do that? What they're typically saying is, I wouldn't want to do that. But then I think we get so lost. I know I've gotten so lost because at times consuming content, I have to find this blend between consuming it for others, meaning I learn a lot of things so that I can help my clients better. So I'm always learning things. They're saying things. I go watch certain videos. I pick up things. I can bring that back to them and share and help them. But simultaneously, as much as that's a blessing, if I don't watch it, it can be a curse because it brings up so much for me that I have to sift through and can send me in all these different directions. And so you get lost about, what do you want? What do I want? What is best for me versus what is best for this person? Like, there's so many different things, but my work is finding what's best for you, what's best for you, what's best for you, what's best for you. And it's not best for me. Right? What a lot of people, there's people who love writing that I work with. I'm not a writer. I don't really love writing, but I don't discourage them and their love for writing because I'd rather be free flowing here on camera. And some of the people I work with, that would not work for them. That would not be what they want to do. They would not enjoy that. And so I don't, because I love this, I don't shove that on the people that I'm working with. But I've had a lot of that when I've asked for feedback and opinions, people give what they'd like to do, what they want to do. And at times what you've got to watch with the feedback as well is what I found is at times I didn't want any feedback. What I've actually wanted is encouragement or approval. And I didn't recognize it. So at times when I got the feedback, I was on a path that was right for me. I was on a path that would work for me. I was on a path I was excited about. The problem is I changed the path because the people that I told it about did not agree. And the problem is if you go get feedback and advice from people, at times you know what you want. And so sometimes people can tell you something that say, and you got to also look, do you want to be where the people are that you're asking for the feedback from, right? Because there's big YouTubers getting broad general feedback. There's big creators, big people getting broad general feedback. You know, people go into Facebook groups. What do y'all think? You know, I saw somebody recently in a group talking about, should I raise my prices and grow and go to the next level and do these things? And what was so fascinating is the guy gets like 120 comments. That's fantastic. You know, that's great. A lot of feedback, but you're scrolling through this stuff and there's just so many different opinions about what the guy should do. Nobody knows his real background. At the end of the day, what I read in this post is like, I'm really content. And is being content a bad thing? You know, Is being content a bad thing? I think when you look at somebody like a Joe Rogan, everything I study from somebody like him, his biggest podcaster on the planet, as far as I know, is he really didn't get, by and large, he's done thousands of episodes. It hasn't changed much. I mean, he's changed, he's evolved, but from what I can tell, outside of the set, because he moved and some things, like, by and large, it stayed the same. The format, everything about it. He's not constantly on podcasts and these things and all this stuff saying, well, you know, I wasn't quite sure, so we changed this up and people didn't really like this, so we did, you know, we did more of this and we did that. Like, interestingly enough, and it's not that experimentation is a bad thing either, but are we experimenting because we truly don't like something, or we experimenting because everybody else has a different opinion and there's no consistent opinion, right? But I think the thing from him is he said, I always just wanted to have fun. And there was even to a degree, I'm not doing this for other people. If they want to watch, they can watch. If they want to stop, they can stop. But I'm not, you know, like the editing thing. I always love the editing thing because people think, oh, you should have a 3-hour podcast because that's what he did to succeed. That's not what he did to succeed. He didn't care what people thought. He did something that he loved. He's consistently shown up and done it. He has had astronomical guests. Even Ferris says things like, now it's more difficult because during the pandemic and different things that happened, you know, there were people that were only movie stars and television stars who now have podcasts, right? But there was a time when, like, I think he said he had like Jamie Foxx on, that somebody like that had never been on a long form interview, you know, and that's what Joe Rogan was doing. He's getting people on that no one could find anywhere else, right? You get a little snippet for 30 seconds. And so, but that sustainability in business can come from that ability to consistently show up. Not, you have to have something intrinsic that is driving us. See, for me, I have to continue to do my best to not look at all the views and all the different things going on, all the external metrics on this, and remind myself that I am building a habit right now, right? And that for me, this is an aspect of showing up for me first. I like doing this. And I know for there to ever be more people on interacting and commenting and doing that, I have to show up regularly. If I don't show up regularly, then people don't know ever when I'm coming. It doesn't matter even if I do it at different times right now, because right now for me, it's showing up and doing it. Some of these might pop off, some of them might not. And I've also studied people who did things for years and years, and things didn't work out. In regards to finances, they had jobs, they had other things, but they could not do that thing and they had to keep doing it. And so for me, I've kept back to this and come back to this and come back to this. What prevents me from doing this is typically a few things, right? From being sustainable. If I start asking for feedback, well, what formats would you like to see? And how should I do this? And what length should I do? Should I do them way shorter? Should I do them way longer? Do you like this? Or you did like that? And I start asking all this feedback and then I get so much in my head and so many inputs that I've lost. Well, what do I want to do here? What will bring the most value? Well, how can I bring the most value? Not what all these other opinions are. Now, it doesn't mean I never want to hear feedback. I do. I love when people say great things. And, you know, at the same time, some people don't say great things. But I have to take it all with a grain of salt to a degree, or I won't keep doing it, right? And for me in the past, one of the problems has been is that I get too in my head about just doing what I'm doing right now, right? Just letting it flow. Just being free, just speaking, just inspiring, right? And I think it's got to be all these other things. Well, that's fine. But if I just won't show up and do it first, all those other things don't matter. All that other stuff doesn't matter, because if I only do it for a few weeks, right? It's days versus decades versus days. The greatest success I've seen in business doesn't come from days. It comes from days that compound, that turn into months, that turn into years, that turn into decades, right? Deck days, right? Again, I always come back to the losing weight analogy, or even cutting, you know, not cutting grass, but putting grass seed in, putting seeds in, planting anything. If you sit and stare at that thing all day, every day, it's not going to look like it's growing, right? It's not going to look like it grows. But if you can step back and take care of it, then you can ultimately, like if I cut the grass, and look at it all day, every day, it's not going to look like it does anything. But if I cut the grass today, and I come back a week later, I'm like, oh my God, I got to cut the grass again. But a lot of us, we live in our bodies and we're experiencing things all day, every day, 24/7. And then what happens? It feels like we're not going anywhere because we're so close, right? You ever had somebody in your life that you haven't seen in years? Like, oh my gosh, wow, you look totally different. Or a kid that you saw when they were 6 and you haven't seen them and now they're 25. And you're like, oh my gosh, right? They've completely changed, right? Because you were able to step back, step away. And so sometimes we need to step back to see the bigger picture, right? And look and go, we're making progress. And are we having fun? Are we enjoying it? Every day I keep asking myself the question, is this something that I could see myself doing indefinitely? If it's something that has to be done by me, I can tolerate the temporary. I can't tolerate doing something that I see no end in sight. And a lot of people, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's not anything there allowing them to see an end. And everything is just not good, not helpful, not fun, not enjoyable. And as soon as you can get back hope and you can get back meaning and purpose in your life, like for me, getting on here and doing this and building this muscle again, like it feels good. It feels good to do it. And I want to promote it. I want to tell people about it. Right now, I'm just showing up to do it because I know that there's potentially people who don't trust me because I've done things like this for a few weeks and then I stop. And then I fall off the earth for 6 months. So right now, the biggest thing I'm doing is building trust in self. And a lot of you, I know, probably like me, have lost the trust in yourself. Because when you've said you're going to do something, you don't do it. Or when you do it a couple times and you quit and you stop and you give up. And you've built a perpetual cycle of going, you're just going to quit. You're not going to do it. It's not going to work. And so for me, I come back to this because it's something I like. There's other things I never come back to. There's some things I come back to because people keep telling me the feedback and I'm like, no. And when I do it, I know that it is wrong. But there's other things like this that I'm like, and the feedback I've been getting has been great. I get people, man, I'm loving what you're doing. Keep it up, right? But I have to do it in a way that's like, yeah, this is what I love to do the way that I'm doing it. You have to find the way that you can do something and keep doing it. And then build the trust back up. Build the trust back up. When somebody doesn't trust you, how do you build the trust? Every single day. That's how you do it. For you and for others. Some people may never trust you again. Whatever you've done doesn't have to be like just not showing up on social media. That is what it is. But like at the same time, it will affect things. But how do I do it? If I show up by and large 95% of the time, Monday through Friday for years, you can bet that there'll be some people who are like, wow, like I don't think he's going anywhere, right? But if I show up for a few weeks, there could still be people who are like, just give it a few weeks. Just give it a few weeks. I told my parents, just give me 1 year when I started my production company back in the day. I didn't want to go to college. It was just give me 1 year. And I so badly didn't want to go to school anymore. Didn't want to go to college. And I gave it my all because I wanted something so bad. What do you want that you don't have that you're willing to do almost whatever it takes and just rebuild the trust of yourself, regardless of what's happened in the past, regardless of what you have or haven't done? Today is a new day. Today is a day that we can wake up and say, there's nothing. Take off that backpack of the past. Wake up, put it down and go, I'm a new person today and I can show up and be and do something different. And when you be and do different, you can have different. But you can't have different if you don't do different, if you don't think different. Got to shift our mind, shift our perspective, shift our thinking, give ourselves some space and grace rather than disgrace. And ultimately, if we do that, we can show back up for ourselves and do the things that light us up. Because that's the whole thing that I'm saying here. Too many times we ask feedback. The feedback actually discourages because it's not what we want to do. And then we don't think that people want what we like and what we want. Then we go do these other things and they become unsustainable because when it's not a marriage of the two, meaning you and others enjoy it, then it's a problem. If it's only one-sided, if only you enjoy it and no one else enjoys it, then sometimes there's those things that it doesn't matter. Then just do it and don't worry about it as a business. There are things like at times doing this, I can't worry whether or not it's going to make any money doing this particular thing, right? Because I know that I love doing it. Now, I couldn't be on here 8 hours a day if I needed to make money and just cross my fingers. I'd have to have some independent wealth or something else going on, right? But I can get on here for 20, 30, 40 minutes in the morning, get on here, rock this out, and spend the rest of my day doing my thing. It feels good. It's therapeutic in and of itself. I know there's somebody listening. I know there's a, you know, there's more lurkers than likers. I know there's somebody right now who is listening, who essentially hasn't sent me a message yet, hasn't said hello, hasn't liked, hasn't commented. And one day you will. One day you will. One day you will. And one day that you do it, you may just say, thank you. I do my best to continue to go around to people who I lurk a lot and just tell them how much I like it, how much I love what they're doing, and I'm grateful for it. So anyways, I think that's it for today. Appreciate you all so much. Keep rocking, keep rolling, and just be sure to watch when you're looking for that feedback. Because when it discourages you and takes you down a path that you have no desire to do, you probably won't get the results out of it because you won't be able to sustain it. So sometimes we have to accept that if nobody seems to be liking it right now, what are we learning from it? How can we grow? How can we improve? How can we make adjustments? How can we make tweaks, right? So that we can keep growing and learning and pivoting and shifting. But you got to do you. And then you let the cards lay where they may sometimes. Because some people easily can go, I don't care what people want. I'll just do what they want. There's a lot of great businesses that do that. But I think Apple, you know, you hear like, you know, the cars, if everybody asked people, whoever the hell was it, Henry Ford, was he the one? It's like, if all you do is ask people what they want, sometimes you have to have the visionaries who see something that others can't. So there's things we have on this planet that no one would have ever asked for. And you couldn't ask for feedback to be able to be told to do that thing. And so sometimes we got to innovate and think different and change things up because the people you're asking aren't going to know. I know in my production company, there was so much that people came to me at times saying that they wanted. And when I really got down to the brass tacks of it, they didn't know what they want. They just had some ideas of things. But once I came in as an expert and more confidence and conviction and certainty, then what happened? The people could sit here and go, wow, let's just do that. And then when I got to do that, I got to do work I was excited about. Because when I let everybody else control me, I tended to be unexcited about what I was doing. In the beginning, it was all fun. But then as I got better and new things could be done this way, and I'm better at doing it this way, when I just let people do it their way, then I didn't do my best way. I didn't do my best. And that was unsustainable. But when I got dialed in, it was magic. And so I just want to continue to help you dial in each and every single day. So don't hesitate to reach out, leave comments. You can go to themindmechanic.net, send me a message. I work with people every single day, coaching them, helping them get unstuck, helping them get more clear, helping them build their confidence, build their self-esteem, untangle their mind, figure out what's right for you. It's not one size fits all with me. It's what size fits you. There's no courses. There's no programs. There's no step-by-steps. There's no, you know, do this, then do that. I just work with you, hear you. I say, when I hear you, I can help you. And it's very therapeutic to just release and speak. And have a conversation with somebody who's not going to shame and judge you, but just encourage you and support you in finding what's right for you so you can live a life that you don't have to retire from. And so don't hesitate to reach out, whatever platform you're on, leave a comment, say hello, send me a DM, or go on there and send me an email, or you can find my access to my Voxer and say hello there as well. But that's what I love doing. I love just coaching. And that's all I have on offer is to just coach. Otherwise, I'm putting this content out to inspire and encourage those who listen. So rock and roll. Have an incredible day. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.